Chapter 58. It kept on and on, one story after another. I thought at times of Mr. Marsden ceaselessly ringing his insane bell. Who can ever forget the spate of front-page stories making Meg out to be single-handedly responsible for the end times? Specifically, she'd been caught eating avocado toast. And many stories explained breathlessly that the harvesting of avocados was hastening the destruction of the rainforests, destabilizing developing countries, and helping to fund state terrorism. Of course, the same media had recently swooned over Kate's love of avocados. "Oh, how they make Kate's skin glow," they said. Notably, it was around this time that the supernarrative embedded within each story began to shift. It was no longer about two women fighting, two duchesses at odds, or even two households. It was now about one person being a witch and causing everyone to run from her. And that one person was my wife. And in building this supernarrative, the press was clearly being assisted by someone or multiple someones inside the palace. Someone who had it in for Meg. One day it was, "Yuck, Meg's bra strap was showing. Classless Megan." The next day, "Yikes, she's wearing that dress. Trashy Megan." The next day, "God save us, her fingernails are painted black. Goth Megan." The next day, "Goodness, she still doesn't know how to curtsy properly. American Megan." The next day, "Crikey, she shut her own car door again. Uppity Megan."